On this episode of Secrets of Home Builders, kitchen designer Colette Hornoff will describe the proper steps to take when it comes to designing your dream kitchen for a custom build or custom remodel.
Hi, this is Pat with SG Home Builders. I'm here with Colette Hornoff. We're going to talk today about kitchen design in new construction homes. So how many years have you been in the business and what do you do?
Well, I have been in the kitchen and bath business since 1991. So that is, I think, 26 years.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's a lot of kitchens.
It's a lot of kitchens. And I've done it from a number of different perspectives. I've had the opportunity to work for a number of kitchen designers. I took 2 years off and actually worked for one of the major appliance distributors, which I thought has been a huge benefit. It's Oakden Distributors, and they're no longer around, but they were distributing high-end appliances. And part of my role at that time was actually to educate architects and designers as to how to specify appliances. And surprisingly, appliance specification is something that really drives kitchen design. So, you know, you design a kitchen with a range one way, but then you design a kitchen with a very contemporary cooktop and a double oven a different way.
Yeah.
And knowing all the nuances of how all those things come together, I think has been extraordinarily beneficial. But I've been on my own with my partner, who is also an architect, but we've been on our own since 1999.
That's good.
Yeah.
So let's just say I'm a new client coming in wanting to build a new construction home, and now you're going to do the kitchen for me. What's your process?
Well, my process is initially we'll have a consultation. Just I do a little search and destroy in terms of trying to find out information. Why are you doing this? You know, what is the end goal? What's the end result? What do you like? And so we'll spend the time just initially asking you all the what we feel are pertinent questions about what you really want to get out of this process.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the initial point. What we'll do as well is a lot of times we'll help you establish a budget. So give you a ballpark idea of what would cabinets cost within this particular cabinet line, what cabinets might cost with a different cabinet line. We give you rough estimates on what countertops could be, appliance packages, low-end, medium-end, high-end, and put the majority of those pieces together so you're going into it with a little bit of an education. Once we determine that, then we move to design retainer. And that is something that is applied to the purchase of the cabinetry for a kitchen design.
So when they come in and they say, I want, this is the style I want, you'll say, okay, let's make a deal, let's sign this contract, this is what
then
we're
Then we really get into design. Mm-hmm. So leading up to that, we're not really designing, we're just kind of giving you a sense of where this would go.
Right.
But once we do design retainer, we will actually come up with three different designs for your project. The first one is typically based on what you're looking for.
Right.
So a lot of people have preconceived notions. This is more or less how I would like my kitchen to look. But we look beyond that and we'll evaluate the home. We evaluate their personal style. We'll look at the potential to be able to move walls, possibly put a small or large addition on it, depending on how open they are to that.
Right.
You know, that doesn't mean every project's going to have an addition, but you know what I'm saying?
No, I know
like
what
we really
saying,
look at we really look at what the options could be, and we try to push the boundaries because again, you don't know what you don't know.
Oh,
and
amen
it's,
to that.
And it's all on paper.
Right.
You don't have to say yes to any of it.
Right.
But anyway, we come up with three different
plans.
So
you're given three different artistic visions of what a kitchen could be.
Yes.
Functioning wise, is it all, and it, obviously we got the triangle of where everything is and how things are placed, but really you're trying to say, here, think outside the box.
Correct, but it's also based on an interview that we've done with you.
Right.
Well, a couple of interviews really at this point.
Right.
But it's all based on what your desires are.
Right.
We're not going to show you a traditional kitchen if you've come in and said, I want a contemporary kitchen, or you have a particular issue you want to solve. We're actively trying to solve that issue for you.
Right.
So within these three designs.
Right. Now, that initial consultation, obviously, free. People come in and see that. So, say someone like me who builds home, we come in and we say, okay, we got clients ready to go. Boom. So, you and I will make an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come in, they'll figure out what it is they want to do, and you can come up with three different concepts for
Correct.
Them.
Right. So, I may speak with you separately and find
of
out
course.
If there are any building constraints that we have to really take into account.
Right, because, I mean, in Chicago, we've got, you know, double-wide trailers without tires. Every last 25 or whatever.
Yeah, there's always something that you have to be on the lookout for. But
I noticed the pictures in here, nice expansive homes. There's only the one skinny one I see.
Yeah, no, we do Chicago homes as well. So, but once we present the three different plans to you, you know, the idea is that you don't make a decision in that meeting. You really have to make sure you understand what the plans are about, the pros and cons of both, understand that there might be some combining of these plans.
Right.
We send you home with them, and the idea is to spend a couple days a week, 2 weeks if necessary, really pondering what is it that you want. That first phase is really the most important because it's setting the tone for the rest of the project.
Right.
Once you kind of get a direction, you'll come back to us with the ideas of what you'd like us to implement. Might be a plan as is, highly doubtful. Usually we have ideas from the other plans. But then we will take that and move that into what we call design development.
Right.
So now we're developing one plan. At that point, now we're really getting into the weeds and looking, where's your cutlery placed? How are we dealing with trays? Do we have the recycled? Do we have enough recycle? You know, all those little nuances of how does this truly function and is everything in the right place?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we're also starting to show you material schemes.
Okay.
We found showing material schemes in that very first meeting becomes too confusing for clients.
It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. And
I mean, most of this is.
Yeah.
To be honest, when we even as a builder, I think it's disingenuous to think that we're able to explain what's going to happen to somebody.
Well, if you think about it, there is an entirely dedicated segment of the interior design profession just to kitchen design.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because of that, you know, it is really detail oriented.
Right.
So, so we spend a lot of time.
So, elevations,
mm-hmm.
you create those after design.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, does that even go into your cutlery so you can show them? I mean, when you show them the design of your kitchen cabinetry, do you actually show them, here's this cabinet, here's what's here, here's what there, and when this is what's inside each drawer, do you go to that detail level, or do you just, that's discussion?
That's a little bit of a discussion.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of hard to
that's
draw
more
an
verbal.
Actual
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Back.
I mean, why would you want to?
But we have examples of those in the showroom. So when someone says, what does this look like?
Right.
If we don't physically have it here, we do have pictures of them.
Right.
But most of the time, during the course of the design development process, you'd be surprised how many times we get up from the table, we walk to a display, we look at a cabinet, we talk about how it functions. This is the height, this is the width, this is the size. Or if we don't have that exact cabinet, we have something very similar and we can at least give them parameters of what is being specified.
No, I mean, I just did a quick tour. I see you're expanding here as well,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the kitchens that you have. I mean, they're very stunning in terms of, you know, just the beauty of them.
Thank you.
It's almost a simple beauty, you know what I mean? It's not gaudy. It's not, you know what I mean? There's a taste here.
We try to be trendy and timeless all at the same time.
Yeah.
And trendy sometimes is a bad word, but we don't want to be doing things that you saw in the 90s currently.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. But we don't want to be so completely trendy about what's going on within the design world that in 5 years you could absolutely pinpoint, you know,
what year it was done. Right.
And so we try to have a timeless element of what we're doing. Now, can you predict what's going to happen in the future?
Right.
No, but we try to have that sense of it and try to keep things. We actually have a photo of a kitchen that we did back in 2001. And most people, when I ask them, you know, when do you think we did this, have absolutely no idea.
So, yeah.
And it still, like, just still holds its wherewithal.
So obviously that now makes sense about your appliance years,
mm-hmm.
that what a way to integrate all of this into, especially with all the hidden cabinetry and everything these days.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes, you know, it just makes your job that much more fun.
Well,
I'm sure.
And when you think of how they're really starting to expand all of these different appliances where you have the ability to split up your refrigeration in five different parts if you choose to do it that way.
Isn't it?
It's very cool. And, you know, and with the new steam ovens. One of my favorite appliances.
I'm going to have to learn to cook again. I quit cooking a few years ago. I'm going to have to do that.
Well, the best part is you don't actually have to learn to cook. If you get the right one, it'll do it for you.
I love the meal is that when you press the picture of the fish.
Yes. It's all there for you.
So let's just say I'll bring in clients. So you can handle clientele from all price points, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And design wise, I mean, you're still putting the same efforts into all of these things. And basically, you're going to come up and say, here's the best bang for your buck.
Yes.
Because if we come in and say, they want an $80,000 kitchen, you can say, okay, let me go to the drawing board.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. So,
you like to look at it financially first? Because really, to me as the builder, my biggest role, I believe, is from all of the stuff that we've done, is coming in and saying, clearly, here's what you could get the house done for. Now, what do you really want? Here's what we see as budgets. Now, where do you want to expand? Where do you want to contract? Because, there's no unlimited money.
Absolutely. Everybody has a budget. Yeah. I don't care what anyone says. Exactly. They always have a budget. So one of the things that I do think we have good experience with is being able to put together budgets and have a pretty good sense of where something's going to go. We usually can hit something within 10% of what the initial budget was. If we decide to...
When I miss by 10%, I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the overall project. That's what I got to add more contingencies.
Well, what I'm getting at is, before you even have designed anything and you said, here's your budget for the cabinetry, and by the time you've gone through all the design and put in all the bells and whistles, if you're within 10%, that's pretty good.
I agree. Because really, in the long term, I'm trying to set it up so that we can set up our custom builds for folks that we've got 6 months to get all pricing, to get everything together before we even dig a hole.
Well,
you got to be patient on these things.
But I think we're pretty realistic about it, and that's where I'm going. I've had too many other design professionals come to me who will say, we're doing this project, and the overall budget for the kitchen is about half of what it really needs to be.
Yeah, that's unrealistic.
And they just are picking a number out of the air versus having some level of experience with it. And because we've done kitchens at all different price points, we can give you a sense of what's going on.
Right.
Now, some of the clients in a builder situation may want to expand their budget, but as we're going through the design process, if we're in design, or we're in schematic design, that very first element, we might show you three different plans. Can I price them that day? No, because there are too many
figures. Too many variables.
But I can say this one costs more than that.
Which is key. Are you looking for something this would be the lowest level.
Yes.
This would be a buy-in level. This would be a mid-level.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
And we'll get to a point where when we ultimately price out the project, we'll be able to also help value engineer a few things. Mm-hmm. Well, you did pick this one element. It is kind of pricey. What if we were to switch it to this other thing, and that will put us in a better place?
Right.
So, or we might give you, some people walk in and they fall in love with the door style. It might be on the higher end. I will show them other comparable elements, and I will price out both.
Right.
And at least have them see where they're falling in.
Right, but because, the kitchen is timeless, too.
Yes.
You're probably not going to change your kitchen for 15, 20 years.
Minimum.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's it's pretty much permanent.
Yes.
Life happens. Yeah. Once you do this, the major projects especially.
And if you do it right, why would you even want to change it?
Exactly.
So
you may repaint, you might change a little tile or backsplash or something. Maybe.
But other than that,
if
you've done it right, it's going to last 15, 20, maybe even longer.
Right. So what are the big appliance manufacturers your go-to right now? What are you really like to incorporate into your designs?
Miele is one of my favorite.
Yeah, I love it. Very nice.
When we're looking at the high end, we love Miele, we love Sub-Zero Wolf, and we love Gaggenau.
Right.
When we're looking more medium end, we love Bosch.
Right.
I think Bosch has a fabulous line of appliances.
They've come out with some nice stuff. Maybe.
They've come out with some really nice things. And
have you been to the new showroom at the
market? Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
we were there
gorgeous.
For the opening.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah. And first off, they had one of the best opening parties I've ever seen in my life.
I was invited, but I didn't make it.
Well, I have to tell you, just a little side note, one of the things that they did, which I've never seen done before, spectacular idea. They had everyone show up at the mart. They segmented off the hallway. They had a private party for about half an hour, and then they opened the showroom, and then you could go in instead of just wandering in.
Nice.
Which it was really a beautiful unveil.
That's
it was
nice.
A great idea, and but I love the Bosch and the Gaggenau family. I think that they do some amazing things.
That is a nice price point too.
Yeah,
it's not that bad.
No, and one of the things that one of my beliefs is you don't have to use a suite of appliances. You do not have to be completely dedicated to one manufacturer.
Right.
So we pull a lot of the best from each of the manufacturers. Now, if you're stacking an oven with a steam oven, you want to keep the same manufacturer, but you can have one manufacturer's oven, steam oven, and a different manufacturer for a cooktop, and maybe a third for the refrigeration.
Right.
And if, again, design well, nobody's going to even notice that
nobody's
you have.
Especially with panels now and stuff that you can put.
Yeah, to hide things.
You hide things and it's like, it doesn't matter anyway. It's just, what's the guts?
Yeah. And if you really look at some of the European design, they're actually hiding all of their ovens behind doors anyway.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
I imagine that's an interesting look.
Yeah. It's gorgeous because you can actually design a very open plan kitchen when it's all closed up. You don't even know where the appliances are.
That's cool.
A pretty cool thing. And
especially in an open concept house, that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
it just looks like a tabletop, basically, probably, right more than anything.
We're still trying to get the American market used to this idea.
We're not used to a lot of things. It's funny, I met with Lisa about a couple weeks ago. We're about green homes, and it's always on the horizon. It's funny. How many years has it been coming that, there's like, green homes are coming. Yeah, they just haven't arrived yet.
I know.
Whether it's price points or just, it's funny. I was going through this thing today, a bid today, and it's like one of our subcontractors, you ask them to do something new, and sometimes it's just like talking to a brick wall.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like you might as well just hit your head against the wall because they don't want to change.
I've been specifying in-wall toilets for 25 years.
Right.
And the first 15 was like pulling teeth because plumbers didn't want to do it. They thought it was more difficult. When in the end, it's actually easier.
Yeah, it's easier.
And they're stronger than floor-mounted toilets. No one believes this, but it's true.
You mean they're not going to fall off?
They are not going to fall off. So my example to that is, have you ever been to Europe and gone into an airport bathroom?
Yes.
Or even at O'Hare, go into one of the bathrooms, they're all wall-hung
toilets.
They're
all wall-hung. They're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
You'd be a fool to try to kick them off the wall.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck, that's right. Well, that's great. So tell me how people get a hold of you and give us your website.
Absolutely. So you can get a hold of us through our website, which is vestachicago.com. So that's V-E-S-T-A, chicago.com. They can call me directly. My phone number is 773-252-7300. My email address is a big, long mouthful, so I just go to the website use that, the info at vestachicago.com, or actually House. You can go through House.
Yeah.
We have a profile there, and you can actually find me through House as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Pat. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Great.
For more information on how you can build or remodel your own custom home, you can visit us at sghomebuilders.com.